afternoon, everybody. I'm going to talk to you today a little bit about the Allies Against Asthma Coalitions and the work that we have been doing toward policy changes on the community level. Allies Against Asthma is supported by both the Robert Wood Johnson Foundations and the W.K. Kellogg Foundations. And it's a program that was created to support community-based coalitions to develop ways to manage chronic diseases such as asthma, focused on asthma in their communities and managing asthma in their communities. And it supports seven coalitions. And the main thrust of the work for the Allies coalitions has taken place between 2000 and 2006. And now we are actually in the process of analyzing a lot of the work that we've done. The target population for all of the Allies coalitions focuses on children and mostly families who have low socioeconomic status and from urban and minority communities and all who have a very high prevalence of asthma. So here's a map that shows the location of all of the Allies coalitions, and we actually have a couple of people here today from one of them in the audience. The coalitions themselves were comprised of organizations that really came together to assess the gaps in their own communities and related to asthma management. And these are stakeholders that don't normally come together to work together to solve such problems. So as you can see, there are people from quite a variety of healthcare institutions and community-based organizations in the community that have come together in the Allies coalitions. And because the word coalition is such a broad word, this is just to show you that the Allies coalitions, a lot of the members of the Allies coalitions represented organizations in their communities. So although there were people in the coalitions who represented, there were parents with children who had asthma, the people in the coalition also represented organizations and both community-based organizations and other healthcare organizations. So there's been a growing attention on how environmental and policy interventions can affect chronic disease burdens. And we know that in order for patients to really self-manage their asthma, it really takes looking at all the various arenas in which children and families with asthma operate in their lives. And all of these places have an effect on children's asthma and the decisions that they make to self-manage. It isn't just a decision based on the behavior of individuals. The coalitions focused on activities that would not only affect the lives of people and children and families with asthma, but also create changes in the structures in their communities. So some of the activities of the asthma coalitions focused on advocacy for institutional and community-wide system and policy change, changing education and support that came toward families and children in all different kinds of arenas, including school and child care centers. And also a really big thrust of the Allies coalitions was trying to understand and coordinate and link some of the various places where the activities occurred that that created changes for how children manage their asthma. And the main goal of what we wanted to look at was how does the work of these coalitions link to actual changes in health outcomes for these children and families? How does the work of the coalitions trickle down to the actual symptoms that the children end up having, and also how they use the healthcare systems? And we wanted to examine the characteristics of the coalitions themselves and how they form to try to understand what is it about coalitions and how they come together and work together that makes the difference and leads to these kinds of changes. We wanted to just describe how the coalitions functioned and how different they were from one another or how the same they were to each other and the overall impact of the outcomes. This is an example of some of the things that we focused on with the evaluation. And as you can see, we really looked at the processes and structures of how the coalitions operated. And we thought it was very important to take into consideration the context of the communities that these coalitions operated in. Each one had a different geographical location. Each one of these coalitions had a different maturity as a coalition. Some of the coalitions just came together for the very first time to work, and other coalitions had been operating as a coalition, and some had been operating as a coalition but not necessarily focused on asthma. And so we measured measured a lot of things quantitatively, qualitatively. We measured things about process and we measured things about outcomes. And today I'm just going to focus on the intermediate outcomes that we looked at, which was really the thrust of a lot of the work of the coalitions to focus on how to make changes in the environment that these communities were in so that the changes could be lasting and sustainable after the work of the coalition. So it's really about changing the systems and increasing the capacity of the communities to work differently than they had before these coalitions came to play. So right now we're actually in the process of analyzing these intermediate outcomes, these changes, and when I talk about policy here, I'm talking about it very broadly, not just legislative change, and as Aviva said, it's not just about changing laws, it's really about thinking on a community level about organizational change and structures and the way people work together and the kinds of decisions that people make that might be different if they all came together and thought about how does this really change and matter for children who have asthma, for example. So we have six categories that we came up with of types of policy and environmental structural change that occurred in these communities. And the first is intra-institutional coordination. And all of the sites had success in this area. And it was really about how information got exchanged within organizations differently. And a few of the coalitions created community-wide patient registries. And an example of this is tracking systems. A couple of the communities were very successful in establishing tracking systems to start to look at how children were visiting, for example, the ED for their asthma and be able to get data over time to look at what was happening so that they could take this information to different structures and make changes. And for care coordination, systems were established that linked the different arenas, clinicians, schools, community workers, and people who were working on environmental changes. The services were integrated across different arenas as well. Like, for example, the community health workers went into all of the homes and learned some of the things that were different in the homes that might be surprising to the clinicians when they gave recommendations to the families about how to manage their asthma. The community health workers would go into the homes and see that there were other environmental issues in the home. There were things that the families had problems with in terms of getting medications and sharing medications, using spacers, and so on. And environmental policy changes were also on a larger level, on a larger legislative level, also occurred with a couple of the coalitions, as well as standardization of things like asthma action plans, which it sounds like a small thing, but getting people to agree on something like this is a very huge event. So, lessons learned. We learned that that the management of chronic disease is a very complex issue and that there are many, many variables that have to be taken into account that just go beyond the asthma and relate to the environment that people live in and all the other social problems that they're experiencing. And that partnership strategies are more really creative and they allow for people to sit around the table together and really think about how can we solve this problem and what are some of the aspects of this problem that we need to take into consideration and come up with more creative solutions. And our coalitions, the work of our coalitions really worked because they were able to mobilize communities and respond to the needs of the communities and understand in their particular communities where the gaps were. So they were also very good at sharing information across the coalitions, and there was a lot of cross-fertilization early on in the allies' work. The communities came together and were very, I guess early on, made the decision that they were really not in competition with one another, and they were very good at sharing information with each other even as they were coming up with plans and documents. And that happened all throughout the whole process of Allies, and I think it was one of the really biggest things that led to the success of the Allies coalitions. And in fact, they are sharing that information. It's up on our website so that other communities, a lot of the things, the plans and information they come up with is now on the Allies Against Asthma website, and other people can use it as well. And the other thing we learned is that it really takes a lot of maturity for a coalition to focus on policy, environmental, structural changes. It's not something that people, when they first come together as a coalition, really want to focus on programs and activities, and it's very difficult to do the kind of groundwork that it takes to really try to do sustainable structural changes. And the Allies coalitions managed to make that happen. And it's really about thinking about sustainability and how do you create something that really goes beyond the funding period that you're in and stays in the community and makes a change that is lasting. And that has been the focus of a lot of the Allies' work. So we have made changes in local health. We have made changes in Allies that have resulted in a more capable health workforce, and created community leaders, and the leaders have increased the capacity in the communities, and this is leading to better health outcomes. And we know that children are experiencing changes in their asthma-related symptoms.